M0FXB, ICOM have announced the new ID5200, the follow-on from the 5100, similar to what you're seeing on the screen at the moment, but with a colour screen. Now, the funny thing is, the video that you are seeing right now is a video that I made where I jigged around with my editing and added ultimately the 705 screen to the 5100. So this video I made 4 years ago. Now take a look at the radio that ICOM have just announced. Ta-da! So this is live, or a live image from Tokyo Ham Fair. And you tell me if there's much difference. Now there obviously is a difference. And we're gonna just remove it. That's the one I have done. And then add it back in. And we are seeing here, if we just sort of scroll in to the top section of the actual correct radio, okay, we are seeing GPS, Bluetooth, I think Wi-Fi as well. And it's actually, very similar to the new 750 that's coming out by Kenwood, in the case design, the head unit. So it's great news that ICOM are bringing out new models, just like Yaesu is. And the interesting thing is, and you are seeing the original one at the moment, the interesting thing is that I also did a preview of what I expected Yaesu to bring out, and it was virtually identical to the FTX1. I just married the screen with an FTM500. So how close was I? So here's the actual radio, which all the sellers have already listed. You can already sort of pre-book your device. It's the color screen, dual screen. So, you're going to be able to receive D-Star on both sides, is my guess. VHF, UHF and GPS. It's going to be a fantastic little set. It's definitely not HF. This is a VHF, UHF set. So we just now just remove that image and go back to my image. Which is pretty similar. And don't forget, I made this video 4 years ago, so I definitely give myself a pat on the back. Otherwise, I'm going to, there is a brochure for this already. And of course, I'm going to put that link in the description. Lots of people, all the YouTubers, are making videos on this. The first one to spot it was actually Ham Radio Crash Course. And he didn't even know, because they brought out the ICOM 7300 Mark II at the same time and did a live feed with Ray. And then this appeared and we were like, whoa, completely blown away and surprised. And here it is here, the Mark II, where they've basically added HDMI out CW decoding. It's otherwise, it's virtually the same. They've added an Ethernet connection. It's going to make it a lot easier with RSBA1. It's going to be almost just push a button on the radio and it starts up the server, which then feeds your RSBA1 via Ethernet. Or if you've got a special adapter, you could, Ethernet to Wi-Fi adapter. So I'll put the link in for that as well. And there's a whole brochure showing that radio. So I am chuffed a bit, and you can see that in my video I even called it the ICOM ID5200 prototype. I even called it that. I am chuffed, not because I think I'm amazing at guessing these, which I am, by the way. It's because I just make videos of the radios that I think people want. Yeah, it's that simple. I'm just doing what people want, and they're not. I'm not saying it's because of me, but we are getting those radios. Yaesu, ICOM, Kenwood, they are trying to make the radios that we like. So anyway, thanks loads for watching. You can see that I'm chuffed to bits with the release of this radio. And the funny thing is, I even added audio. I'm not sure if you can hear it, but even when I made it, I even added some audio.
Thank you, Frank.
M0FXB Hamtech. Cheers, 7-3.